Blog Talk Radio.
All right, let's go, baby. It's me and you, get together and come through and make it rain and drop away the pain. No pain pills, no skills that we can't utilize. Yo, good to see y'all here. Let's cut pods. What's going on, y'all? Urban Therapy with Sun 752, and I am your host, Sun 752, and this is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. And today, on this Sunday, the 11th of June, we are talking about the difference between your old friends and your new friends. The difference between your old friends and your new friends, what are we talking about? I'll tell you what we're talking about. We're talking about the expectations that you may have had when you were younger and whether or not you still hold onto those same expectations of your friends, of your peer circle, the people that you kicked it with, the people that you met, the people that you bonded with, that you were spiritually connected with, the people that you had so much in common with, the people that you rode out with, came back with, protected, were protected by you. Yeah, no. I mean, that you protected and that protected you also. A friend is a thing that we all need. Unfortunately, I know that some people are going to dispute that claim. Some people are going to say, nah, you don't really need no friends. I don't need no friends. I don't need no new friends. I definitely don't need a whole lot of friends. And I understand where that's coming from, because when we start talking about the expectations of what our friends are and how they may have evolved, changed, and may have been unfulfilled back in years prior, then I can see how come some people would say, well, you don't really need a whole lot of friends. A whole lot of friends are sometimes not your real friends, and your real friends are sometimes not even there. They can't even deliver. But think about it. Think about it in terms of what your expectations of your friends are. Good looking out, T. Carey Wright and the 5702 podcast. Carol Chamber, let me friend me Favorita. Thanks for coming on through. I appreciate all of y'all. The difference between your old friends and your new friends, like when you think about what you used to expect from your friends back in the day when you were younger, you know, think about it from the time that you first started having friends. You know, I'm talking about going all the way back to the cubbyhole. I'm talking about all the way back to the comic books, the dolls, the hide and go seek, the red light, green light, mother may I, dodgeball, you know, scrambling now laters, the penny candy days, if you will. Taking it back to those days. Those days when friendships were centered around mostly just making you feel non-threatened and having fun. Because a lot of times as we get older, those expectations change. But a lot of the same ingredients may still exist. You know, if we talk about being comfortable, of course, you want to be able to be comfortable around your friends. And being comfortable around your friends also means being safe. Being safe. You can't be comfortable if you're unsafe. And how can you call somebody a friend if you are afraid of them, or if they make you fearful, or if they make you feel off kilter, or if they make you feel hesitant or unsure, uncertain, insecure? Your friends, especially back in the day, were probably designed to support and understand your insecurities, to make sure that your insecurities were pretty much non-existent. You know, getting to the point where, you know, you felt safe, happy, and comfortable around your friends. Laughs. Friends are good for laughs. Yeah, I like such and such because they so funny, man. They be keeping me cracking up. You know what I mean? Like whenever I'm having a bad day, I go see. Whenever I'm feeling low, I call my And whenever I need a lift up, I go see. You know, we've all had friends like that. Johnny on the spot. Johnny, good times, baby. Carol Chamberlain says, sadly, I don't have a lot of those friends anymore. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe the expectations of your friends have changed over the years. And unfortunately, Carol, unfortunately, you may have lost friends over the years. Not just by falling out with them. You may have lost friends over the years because they may have passed away, moved away. And that takes us back to expectations, too. It really can, even if we don't want to look at it that way. I mean, think about it like this. Many of us have lost a lot of our friends when we were at a young age, especially if you were out there in them streets. One thing about party people and one thing about street people, they don't hold on to their friends for a long time. Because, you know, party people get high. They drink a lot, smoke a lot, pop pills, sniff coke, you know, do whatever they do. They party people. You can only party hard for a certain time in your life. And that's even if you don't drink or get high. The party starts to kind of realize that it's over at a certain age. You want to start a family. You want to start a family and develop your family in a healthy way. It's going to be hard for you to spend a whole lot of times partying, being out at the clubs, you know, getting dressed, doing what party people do. It's going to be a little tough. And that's not to say that people who are party planners, promoters, and all of that kind of stuff, it's not to say that they don't have children that they take care of, because they do. But they've had to balance that. They've had to find a way for that to work, for their lifestyle to be able to work in terms of having children, raising children. And I mean having children and raising children effectively. Have you ever known any parents, and I'm sure you have you ever known any parents that pride themselves on all the things that they have provided, all the material things that they've provided for their kids, and at the same time they'd be real pissed off about how the children seem to be unappreciative? Well, a lot of times that's because those parents were too busy out there in the streets, out there in them clubs, too busy partying, having fun, and living their best life to be able to take care of their kids. So what they did was took care of the financial portion. So and a compensation for me not being there, spending time with you, developing you, learning you, teaching you, tutoring you, organizing you. I'm trying to think of another word for develop. But until I find that other word for develop, developing you, you know, getting you from one phase to the next phase. Their compensation or their alternative for not being able to do that with you was to make sure that you got all the material things that you could want. So the hats, the boots, the jeans, the shirts, the jewelry, the electronic devices, the PlayStation, the phones, the everything. You got all of that stuff you wanted. And those parents be so pissed off when Mother's Day and Father's Day comes around and they don't get that love or they don't get that support or they don't get that appreciation. And they never blame themselves. I've seen them cry. Oh, my God, I can't believe, you know, it's another Mother's Day. I've seen mothers on Mother's Day that wasn't, they wasn't Mother's Day. And it was like, oh, I can't believe my ungrateful-ass daughters, my ungrateful-ass kids, you know, they ain't get me nothing for Mother's Day. You know, I got them everything. Their birthdays and holidays was always set by me. And they're probably telling the truth. It's just that they didn't provide what those children really needed. And in turn, the disappointment that they showed their children or that they displayed upon their children was returned to them. And I'm not saying that that's right. Not saying that. But it happens, and we got to we sort of have to accept what that brings.
Who knows what tomorrow brings? In a world few hearts survive.
Anyway, getting back to the friends. Get back to friends. The friends, baby. The friends.
Yeah, well, you know, you choose or probably choose most of your friends by the image of yourself that they allow you to hold of yourself. And let me explain what I mean by that. Normally, your friends accept you for who you are. It's going to be hard to consider somebody to be a friend if they don't let you be who you are, or at least be who you want to be, or at least explore possibilities of what you could be. See, your friends normally reinforce the good feelings that you need and that you have of yourself. So if you like the way that you wear your hair or the way that you wear your clothes or the colors that you put together or the style of dress or you know, whatever's going on with you physically, personally, it's going to be hard to call somebody a friend who constantly teases that about you. Like, here you go with that funny looking blah, blah, blah that you put on, or that ugly blah, blah, blah that you got, or that those aren't friends. Friends normally be like, man, you never cease to disappoint. I'm to disappoint. Look at you. Okay, I see you. All right, well, you ready to go? I'm ready to go. Come on, let's go. That's what friends normally do. Friends don't normally be like, nah, you ain't going nowhere with me looking like that. You look crazy. Or you ain't going to be outshining me today. Hell no. Take it off. Break it off. Take it off. Break it off. Show. Nah. Your friends normally see the good in you, the decency in you, the eclectic part of you that they think is attractive, and they normally reinforce those feelings of yourself. You understand what I'm saying? So those might be some of the things that you expected from your friends when you were younger. And you may have held fast to those expectations as you've gotten older, but hold on. They could have changed as you got older. Whereas before, you were just looking for a good time. I'm looking for a good time. Good time, yeah. Baby, sail on, honey. Good times never felt so good. All right, anyway. Yeah, you may have just been looking for laughs, you know, have a couple of beers. Or if your friends are the people that you drink with, that you smoke with, that you get high with, that you scheme on chicks with, that you get money from dudes with. They are the ones who tell you, yeah, don't get with this one, get with that one. Or validate your choice of whoever you chose. That might be what your friend did. You know, it's hard to have a friend that disapproves of all of the relationship choices that you make. And not saying that they will always hype up your lovers, but they may advise you on what's a good fit for you, a good look for you, rather than just letting you go into the fire and just let somebody use and abuse you. Use and abuse them. It was pain before pleasure. With every measure, baby.
Anyway.
when you're younger, you have a certain profile of your friends that you... What about your friends? Will they let you down? Will they be around to the end? I don't know, y'all. I don't know. I just feel like singing today. We gonna sing. Sing. Come on, everybody sing. Are y'all ready to sing? Will you sing with me? Where? Come on, let's do the Black National Anthem, man. Fuck it. That's what you used to have to sing with your friends if you went to a school that had Black teachers. Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring. Bring all the harmony with liberty. I didn't hear y'all singing. I don't hear y'all singing. Wait, T. Carry Wright might be saying, whoa. Let's do it. Hold on, let's do it. Now, you know that the Black National Anthem was long. It was long, so we can't sing that whole thing. Most of it, I don't know. Just like the Star Spangled Banner, it's way longer than we be singing. You know what I mean? We can't sing all the racist parts. You know what I mean? Guys, hey, hold on. Yeah, wait a minute. Okay, y'all ready? Where is the, okay, here we go. Okay, y'all ready? Man, they can't make that no bigger than that. I need a bigger. I need it bigger than that. They got a. They not representing. Okay, here we go. I'm using my glasses for this one. Maybe. Okay. Y'all ready? 1, 2, 3. Okay. Lift every voice and sing. Till earth and heaven ring, ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the glistening skies. Let it resound loud as the rolling sea. Here comes the chorus, y'all. Sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has brought us. Oh, it actually has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of our new day begun, let us march. They didn't write this right. Let us march on till victory is won. There are a lot more lyrics, but that's the only part we used to sing. We used to sing all this other stuff. You know what I mean? Was y'all singing? That's right, Carol. In music class, we always did it with the piano. We always did it with the piano. There you go. Look at that. T. Carry Wright knows the lyrics. Oh, you were singing? That's what's up. All right, let's do it one more time. Just one more time, and then we'll move on. We'll talk about our friends. All right, one more time. All right. count of three, and a one, and a two, and a three. Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring, ring with the harmony of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise higher the listening skies. Let it resound light as a rolling sea. Sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of our new day begun, let us march on till victory is won. Yay! Yay! Go black man, go black woman, yay! Yay! I don't know, I feel better. I always like that song. I always like the black national anthem. Black national anthem rules. You know what I'm saying? Why niggas ain't never get them to sing the black national anthem at none of these sports games? Somebody call LeBron James. Be like, yo, Bron, this is what we want to do. We can do the regular national anthem, but then we want to do the nigga national anthem. All right, back in the day, I guess it is back in the day now, when Colin Kaepernick was kneeing and kneeling and all that old bullshit, why he ain't called for the black national anthem to be sung at the games when if he got put back in the NFL? Why he ain't do that? You know why? Because his big nose, half white ass wasn't really down with shit. He was fronting. And I don't care what nobody think about it. I ain't care what you thought about it either. Now back to our friends and our regularly scheduled program. And thank y'all, man. I appreciate y'all letting me do the Black National Anthem. You know what I mean? That's why I love my go-getters. An urban therapy with son recipients. All right, but yeah. So, you know, when you were younger, you know, you were probably just looking for a good time and some validation. Validation from your friends. That's one of the things that we looked for when we were younger. Validation. Confirmation that what we were doing was good. The way we were looking was good. The way that we sounded. The way that we were moving were good. We looked for validation when we were younger. Now, as we got older, there's a good chance that many of us are still looking for that same validation, especially when you look at social media. If you think about it, social media is a bunch of people who never met each other, don't know each other well, or don't know each other at all seeking validation from people who they don't know. Seeking validation from each other. And y'all don't even know each other. You think I'm lying? I don't think I'm lying. I think I'm telling the truth. Think about it. You know, with these videos that people put up nowadays, you know, people are really into production gimmicks and things like that. So when you put up a hot button topic video or some type of video that is going to cause controversy in the comments. Well, number one, okay, for example, the other day, was it yesterday or the day before? I saw this reel with this African woman. She was plus size, and she had on like this it wasn't a sports bra because she was busty. You know what I mean? She had big titties. But her stomach was out. And like I said, she's a plus size girl. You know, she was fatty. Not big and fat, but she was lifting weights. And like I said, she was African. And the reason that I know she was African is because they were not speaking English. They were, you know, both of them were black and whatever. And you could hear them talking. It was definitely in another language, and it wasn't like Haitian or Spanish or Haitian is Creole, you know, the Patois French, whatever. It wasn't that. So people are commenting on the videos, and, you know, there were some negative comments and there were some positive comments. Now, nobody that I saw from the comments was dissing her for getting in shape. But they were saying that, you know, she didn't have to wear what she was wearing. And then, of course, you had a bunch of people defending what she was wearing. Like, you know, a lot of people wear that kind of stuff when they go work out. And I'm like, no, they don't. Most people try to wear things that will complement the way that they look. And that's not, what she's wearing is not flattering. And it's taken away from the good work that she's trying to do to get in shape. So I'm saying it all that to say this. People are on there dissing other people for what they consider them to be dissing the woman who was working out. Meanwhile, the woman who was working out, and she was just lifting some weights. She was doing some arm curls and some I don't want to say deadlifting, but something like that. And her stomach, like, it took away from you being able to concentrate on what she was doing. Because her stomach is all out. And I'm like, she could have wore a shirt. All she had to do was wear a shirt. That's all she had to do. Nothing more. But she chose to have a belly out. You don't think that the producers who decided to put to film that video and to put that video out, you don't think that they knew that if she wore her that halter top or whatever with her stomach hanging out like that, you don't think that they knew that that would cause some controversy and some negative comments and make people watch the video and drive up the algorithm of the video? Y'all don't think they knew that? Well, evidently, a lot of people don't know that. They don't know. And I'm saying all of that to say that on the internet, there are people trying to validate people who they don't know and seeking validation from people that they don't know. You know, and getting quite upset about it. Because I made a comment about it. I said, it looks to me like she should be doing more cardio. And her trainer, because she had a trainer, her trainer has on a shirt. I think she should have on a shirt too. And they was coming at my neck like, well, you need to shut the fuck up. I was like, nah, I think I'm going to keep talking. It's a public post. I know how the internet works. I get it. So, but I see a whole lot of people trying to, you know, well, you shouldn't be tearing her down, talking her down. I'm like, tearing her down? Talk. She don't know me. She's the one who posted the video. Everybody who works out don't post videos of themselves working out. You know who posts videos of people of themselves working out? People who want you to comment on them working out. And I don't mean all positive comments. Straight up and down, because you know if you make your post public, you're looking for views, and the video got a whole lot of views because it's only a short video. It's only about maybe, I don't even think it's a minute long. It might be 30 seconds long. You know what that's about? Looping that video time after time after time, video shit going into the millions. But that's symbolic of the same thing that we would do or what we would expect from our friends. Tell me that I'm doing good. Tell me that I'm nice. Tell me that I'm handsome or pretty. Tell me that I'm fly and I'm dope. Tell me that I'm smart and that I'm worthy and that I'm that dude or that chick. You may have still been looking for those same types of validation from people who you friend till this day, the same as when you were younger. And some people cannot deal with friends who will not submit to that, who will not tell them that everything that they do is great. And we know famous people, a lot of famous people, who choose their friends solely based on that. Look at Donald Trump. Very famous. Can't deny that. Whether you like him or hate him, he is famous as hell. As hell, but he only keeps people around him who are yes people, who will tell him, oh, you're so large, You are great. You are larger than life. You are the best president ever. You have all the great ideas. Nobody is better than you. You are the tops of the pops. You. We are happy just to be in the presence of you. We feel better just because we are down with you. You have come into our life and made our lives better with you. Without you. Without you. We love you. He's not the only one who chooses people who will validate his existence and make and feed his ego. Almost every celebrity that has an entourage does the same thing. That's what they do. That's one of the things that all of those celebrities who get in trouble seem to have in common. The Kanye Wests, the Donald Trumps, the R. Kellys. What are some other celebrities that are still alive who have gotten in trouble or may have done jail time, things like that? Well, whoever they are, if they had an entourage, more than likely, that's what they expected of their entourage, to just tell them that they are the greatest thing since sliced bread. And when like people from the media or somewhere else tried to ask them, well, you know, why, if they are such good friends of them, why didn't they warn them? Why didn't they tell them of the dangers or the problems that they would have doing what they're doing? And most of them report that you can't tell them nothing. They only keep people around them that will tell them, go. Yeah, whatever you want to do is what we want to do. Whatever you think is great is what we say is great. They're looking for that validation. They're looking for that ego feed. They don't want nobody to tell them, no, that's not a good idea. No, we're going to get in trouble for that. No, that's not a good look. And so as our work friends the same, they can be. They're not for me, but I imagine it could be. T. Carrie Wright says, Chris Brown. So as do I speak or hang out with coworkers? I don't hang out with coworkers. I don't. I'm not saying that anything is wrong with it, but my coworkers ain't my cup of tea. I make no bones about that. Some of them on some real other shit. So most of them, I leave back with in the 8 hours that I spent with them. I don't need to take you home. I wonder if I take you home, will you still be a friend, baby? 'Cause you on that bullshit tonight. Uh-oh. But yeah, so when you were younger, you may have needed more validation than you need now. You may have evolved into a figure, into a person, into a being where you don't need as much validation as you used to need. Maybe now you can confirm your own beliefs, your own thoughts and feelings about who you are and what you are. Maybe. If you're the type of person that has not changed that much over the years, your expectations may be the same and they may be grounded in something that's more negative than positive. T.K. Wright says he keeps an entourage around him that supports his bad behavior. You talking about Chris Brown? Brown. Are you talking about Senior Brown? Well, one thing about Chris Brown, he ain't a baby no more. That man is in his 40s now. I'm sorry, in his 30s now. He ain't a baby. So a lot of that stuff that he was doing, you know, I think he started his career in music publicly at age 16, child star, young teenage star. Nobody knew that Chris Brown would still be relevant today, but he very much is. Made a lot of money. But yeah, it makes sense that he keeps an entourage around him that will validate, support, and promote his bad behavior. Because, you know, he's a little violent, especially when it comes to women. Like, none of y'all friends going to be like, yo, man, keep your hands to yourself when it comes to these chicks. If they don't want to do what you want them to do or what you need them to do, let them go. Let them go. You got enough money, enough fame to make these chicks do whatever you want them to do. So why do you want to literally be with one that you got to fight with? Do better, Chris. Do better, Chris. Do better, Chris. And so Jones says, do y'all accept over visits, accept or visit friends in jail? No for you? I would go see a friend in jail if I was close to that friend. I definitely have, and I definitely would again. Now, I've never been upstate to see anybody. It's funny how I used to think that Greatersburg, which is now Phoenix Correctional Facility, I used to think that was upstate, but it's not upstate. You know, it's about less than 50 miles from here. May not even be 25 miles, honestly. May not be, but it may be. But, yeah, upstate is just where my mind goes. In every state, it seems like upstate is where they keep the prisons. We going up north, man. I know that there is a consistency with that concept of prisons being up north, though, in most states. But anyway. Anyway. You may not need as much validation nowadays as you did when you were younger. Whereas yes, when you were younger, you may not have been able to make a move without the validation of your friends. If they thought it was all right, then you thought it was all right. If they thought she was pretty, then it was okay to get with her. I've heard grown-ups say that shit. Well, you know, I take what I do when I meet a new girl, I take her around the squad and see what they think about it. If they stamp her, then we good. I'm like, you take her around the squad. You take her around the squad. What squad? DK Wright says, a friend, yes, I would visit. Yeah, definitely. Go see a good friend. Drop some money on their books. Yeah, I mean, I ain't one of those people who be like, well, you know, if you go to jail, I'll disown you or don't ask me to do nothing for you. Like, nah, we're not doing that. And those people change their stance when somebody that they really care about is in that position also. Think about it. Your son got locked. Your son gets locked up. He has to go to jail. It could be the third or fourth time that he's had to go back and serve time. I bet you know, you're still going to represent for him, ain't you? You're still going to support him or her, aren't you? Ain't ya? Ain't ya? The difference between your old friends and your new friends. Your old friends may have had a lot to do with your self-validation. Your new friends, you may have finally gotten yourself to a point where a lot of your insecurities have dissipated, where you don't have to have somebody call you pretty or handsome every day. in order to feel good about yourself. Maybe you, and hopefully you've gotten to that point in your life. Have you? Many have. Many haven't. And that's part of the problem. Many have not gotten rid of that portion that's still very needy and clingy and needs validation. Like, is my hair pretty? You know. I mean, think about the people on the internet that you see complaining about being single. It's hard out here being single. The dating pool is messed up. You know, niggas don't want to do this. You know, I mean, I get it, but they're looking for that validation. Every time I get a new girl, I bring her around the squad. If they cool with her, then I know that she a keeper. If they say so. C.K. Wright says, social media has folks thinking superficially when it comes to friends. Either they are lacking expectations of their friends, or they going overboard. Going overboard with what they say a friend should do. Going overboard about what they think a friend should do. Oh, gosh. Carrie saying, in quotes, I only want bosses around me. Yeah, I've heard them say that. I only want bosses around me. Well, do you mean like owners, or can you be like a supervisor or manager? Because they're bosses sometimes. Well, they're bosses in their own right. What's the level? What's the level? So, TK Wright says, I don't need friends that don't invest in my business. Oh, guys. Okay. All right, TK Wright. I got one for you. And unfortunately, this is true. If I post that I got the job, 100 likes, 200 likes, 300 likes, 400 likes. But if I post, I just started a business. One like, two like, maybe five likes. What about your friends? Will they let you down? Will they be around to the end? What about your friends? I got the job. 100, 200, 300, 400 likes. I just started my own business. This nigga's about to start begging. They about to start begging. But they are hating on them. Like, y'all don't want me to do my own thing, but you so happy that I'm doing the damn thing for another business. Now my own boss, five likes. DK, right. And so it says, start your own business. No one comes to support. DK, right, says, because your friends are expecting you to put them into, expecting you to guilt them into supporting them. Is that what that is? Well, now I know. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. We ain't gonna be here very long. Look, I came on here because I had to come in late. I had an emergency this morning. You know, I had to get up out of my bed and go make a run. And honestly, I'm still a little tired. So we only gonna be here. I don't even know if we got 5 more minutes left. But I just wanted to come on here and holler at y'all about this show real quick, about this topic real quick. The difference between your old friends and your new friends. Even if you start talking about your friends in terms of your romantic relationships, when you were younger, your relationships might have just been based on sex, on looks, on status, or definitely the way that they made you feel. You know how somebody makes you feel a certain type of way. When your friend makes you feel good about yourself, they definitely are going to be a friend for you. You're definitely going to accept a friend that way. So when you got, as you grew older, your expectations of your man or your woman may have changed. Because maybe finances were involved, maybe long-term investments, whether we're talking about the family, children, or actual business is concerned. That may have been a concern for you nowadays. Maybe before. Now, we just hanging out. My friends are just for hanging out. Sometimes I got them. Sometimes they got me. I pay for a round. They pay for a round. That kind of stuff. Laughs and fun. Fun and laughs. Ha, 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 ha. Check out this bazaar. New style developed by me. Rest in peace, Bismarcky. The Bismarck. Yeah. Maybe your expectations of your friend, of your lovers were different when you were younger. Now the stakes might be higher. You might be talking about family, raising a family, being in a healthy relationship. Maybe when you were younger, you expected the bullshit at every turn because all you was getting was the bullshit. Nowadays, you might be like, nah, I need somebody to step up and act like they got some goddamn sense. I ain't going to be putting myself in harm's way no more, man. Same thing with your regular friends. Whereas y'all might have gotten in trouble before. You know, running around the city tearing shit up with each other before. Now you may not want to bring that type of attention to yourself anymore. Especially if you have some other things going on that would need your attention. Love, family, yeah. Well, if you sell drugs, you definitely don't want to bring attention to yourself. But nowadays, you wouldn't know that. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. June 11th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Pete Easley, turning 48 years old today, and Dewana Davis Harris, happy birthday to you. And Pamela Carter, happy birthday to you. That's your peoples. That's your peoples. Carol Chamberlain, Pamela Carter, and also Rachel Zadra. I don't know how you pronounce her name, but she is a go-getter, and she is from, I want to say Ethiopia. I want to say, but I'm not 100% sure. She has all the characteristics, though. Rachel, Z-D-A-D-R-D. I got nothing. Zdrad. Okay. And also Key Denise. Denise Key, happy birthday to you. And Yina Rotestein, happy birthday to you. And Lucy God's Child Swari, happy birthday to you. And Edgar Mullen, turning 54 years old today. Intelligent June Bay, turning 34 years old today. Tasha Mariah, turning 35 years old today. Kenya Clark, my girl, go get her, Kenya Clark, turning 48 years old today. Lisa Young, turning 50 years old today. And Sharonda Broadwater, turning 37 years old today. And Jocelyn Hightower, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, this kid used to be the smartest kid in the third and fourth grade at my elementary school. Kyle Farnbury, 53 years old. Kyle. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all. And I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And once again, like I said, this goes out to all of y'all, each and every one of y'all who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious June 11th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on and do the dance. I rock out. Rock on and do the damn rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And remember, man, the difference between your old friends and your new friends, first of all, you're not an old friend anymore. You're a new friend. You're a different person than you used to be. Whether you accept that or see that or have been told that, certain circumstances in life that you have been through, you've had to fight through, you've had to wait through, you've had to be patient through, you've had to muddle through, you have had to wiggle through, swim through, get through. So if you know that you are a different person than you used to be, then it stands to reason that your friends are different people than they used to be too. But y'all can still kick it. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get a Mism show. So y'all hang tight. Have a great day, y'all. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. I know I just said it, but I'm going to say it again. So Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah.